Thank you for listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell. It's Tuesday. That means Tom Skilling is here, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, you were just telling us that you're fleeing the cold for Hawaii next week. So do you plan your vacations around the cold this week of the year? Or have you just, like the rest of us, had enough of this cold?
Oh, way in advance, yeah. At least. I'll tell you something. So we've had this thing planned for a while. We're going out to the Big Island. We've been out there before. I was out for a week in October. And are we looking forward to it?
Make sure you are masked up and you are good to go.
Oh, yeah. I am boosted. I am double inoculated. I've been tested and all the rest. You know, I had that little prostate thing a week ago, so I had to get tested for that. So everything's negative. So I think I'm okay here, Lisa. Knock on balding wood. I'm knocking on the top of my head. But, so we're getting there.
Okay, so, well, everybody else was trying to navigate a dog walk over the weekend. The ice was brutal. You posted some of the most amazing pictures on your Facebook of ice on Lake Michigan. I suggest everybody go check those out, because as much as we hated it, you can't help but love the images that you posted.
Oh, you know, it is beautiful. Say what you will about winter, and a lot of people have a lot to say about it, and not all of it is good, to put it mildly. But there is a beauty to it all. You know what else is interesting is nature's going to work on our shoreline and putting these interesting ice formations in place. And they're the most interesting sand sculptures, natural ones, over across the lake in St. Joe, Michigan, on the beach over there. Apparently what happens is, you know, these veins of moisture get into the sand, and then when the wind blows furiously, as it has in the last week, blows the sand away, and it leaves these incredible sculptures in the sand. And it was interesting. I put a couple of those up, Lisa, on social media, and I started getting these pictures from folks who have been out to Utah, and one who had been over in the Sahara Desert and saw these amazing sand formations that look very much like what we're seeing over on the beach at St. Joseph, Michigan. Then you have the freezing spray that puts the water on the vegetation on the shoreline and on the rocks and all, and the bottom line is you get some beautiful formations there that sparkle in the sunlight. And then we had that freezing rain on Saturday that coated the top of the ice. So when the sun came out yesterday and back on Sunday, it was sparkling in the sunlight, the ice coating on the top of the snowpack. So all in all, you know, we have to put up with this barbaric cold. But it, on the other hand, we've been in much harsher conditions than these. I mean, we're veterans of 26 and 27 below in the last couple of decades. So, you know, this getting down to single digits and all is a walk in the park for a lot of us, although it doesn't feel that way when we're outside in it, I'll tell you that.
No, and my animals never want to go outside either, but we do have a warm-up underway, right?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we really come from a nice place. 3 of the past 5 months and 8 of the past 12 months have been above normal. Last month was over 7 degrees above normal in December. That's pretty amazing. That's probably one of the reasons why this has hit so hard. But, yeah, we do have a nice warm-up on the way. We'll be getting into the low and mid-30s the next couple of days, and that's kind of where we ought to be, just slightly above that. So we're kind of going from below normal to where we ought to go, and that's going to seem like a nice warm-up.
Yeah, it's one of those moments where if you didn't get your Christmas decorations down when we had a warm-up about a week ago, then this is your moment.
It is, although it's a shame to see them go, isn't it? It's kind of like parting with your Christmas tree every year. You hate to see it go, and yet you know you better get it out of there because it's drying out and it's going to burst into flame if you're not careful.
It's true. So, do we have snow on the way this week?
You know, there are two weather systems we're watching, and the more we look at these on the modeling that's being done, it looks like the axis of the heavier amounts of snow will be west of us. And, I mean, we're talking Iowa, western Illinois, Missouri, areas like that. But, look, there is a chance of a little light snow. I might even get a sprinkle mixed in with it on Thursday, and then later Friday into Saturday morning, a little clipper will pass to the west of us, and that'll pull the winds in off the lake. So there might be a little flurry action or light snow action with that, too. If that were to come closer to us, Lisa, we might get something a little more substantial. So we're watching that. But boy, it's been a pretty easy ride so far in the snow department. We've just got about a half a foot of snow down. And it's interesting. My colleague Mark Carroll in the weather office looked at past snowfalls in the past seasons. Three of the past four seasons that have been below normal on snowfall have caught up before the season's over. So you can't write off the rest of the winter yet. But on the other hand, there's some evidence that winters that have gotten up to this point and have had such below normal snowfall rates have tended to end up with less snow than is typical. And typically we get about 35, 36, 37 inches in Chicago. That's what we see in the normal winter. So we're at 6 inches now.
We've got a lot more to go.
Yeah. You know, in theory, you do.
Tom Skilling is with us, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV. We're going to get a check on traffic with Mary Vandeveld, and then we'll come back and talk about that ice break in Green Bay. And even though we're freezing, it looks like Greenland might be melting. Tom will address that coming up on 720 WGN. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Thanks for checking in. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell, too. It's Tuesday. That means Tom Skilling is here, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, did you see where the ice broke off in Green Bay when it had 34 fishermen on it?
Boy, that's interesting. I had not seen that. And, you know, that something like that happens so many different years. You know, these poor devils go out and want to do a little ice fishing, and all of a sudden the ice breaks away. You know, somebody wrote me yesterday and said, is it safe to go out on this ice? Because they see children venturing out there. Somebody sent me a picture of them ice boating up on Lake Zurich over the weekend.
What is ice boating?
Well, that's, you know, they've got these skids on these, like, sleds that have sails on them, and the wind pushes these craft along, and if you have a good cover of ice, people do that up on Lake Geneva and various lakes around here, and it's kind of fun to watch. Somebody also sent me a picture of people in wetsuits who were actually surfing over across the lake in Holland, Michigan. Now, I can't understand that line of thought.
No.
You know, I don't know.
Not when flights are this cheap and you could take your surfboard and go somewhere where you could catch some good waves and it wasn't below zero.
Tell me about it. And you know what? Our medical reporter, Dina Baer, teamed up with a doctor who said there are medicinal benefits to going into these, taking a swim every day in the cold waters of Lake Michigan. So he went out there, and lo and behold, Dina, to cover the story, went in with our producer, Catherine Zink, over at WGN, and the three of them wandered into this ice-cold water. Now, Dina was telling us about this on set the night before she was to do this story, and I said, you know, Dina, I think that's one of those stories, even though you're a dedicated medical journalist, but I think I'd say to the doctor, you go ahead, we'll sit here and video, and we'll report on all the medicinal benefits you talk about. But we think we'll pass on that. But no, Dina went in, and so did Catherine Zink, her producer. And I can't even conceive of doing that. Can you?
Tom, amazing. I was watching. By the way, we're talking to Tom Skilling from WGN. I was watching, and I was so amazed that she did it. And he goes, get down to your shoulders. So we called her and got her on the air. And I said, how does the station let you do that with liability? And she said, well, Lisa, you just beg for forgiveness.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that's dedication to your profession, your craft. And Dina is the best, and so is Catherine. I tell it collectively, those medical reports are the best I've ever seen on television anywhere. I mean, and that includes the networks. Night in and night out, they do these amazing reports on advances in medical science, and they really are truly amazing. But here's an example of Dina. This is what we used to call reporter involvement. I guess we still do. But I'll tell you something. It takes a special breed of journalist to go into these icy waters. That's for sure.
Never. I would never do that. I asked her. I said, can I just take a cold shower and we'll call it, you know, the same medicinal purpose?
You know, Lisa, when I was young, I remember we went to this Indian Guides thing, the YMCA Indian Guides thing, and we went into this lake that was fed by melting snow from a mountain nearby out in the Catskill Mountains for a weekend. It was you and your father, And they had us plunge into this lake that was fed by melting snow. I'm telling you, so I almost blacked out. I can't even imagine. I've never done it since. So I see these folks doing polar plunges and all, and a lot of them do it for charity. But, boy, I have to admire them.
Yeah, I'll stand on the shore and I'll donate, yeah, but it's not something I'm going to do.
No, you and me both.
So Tom Skilling is joining us. Of course, we'll get the weather forecast coming up in a second. But we were below zero in many of the outlying areas, especially in the western suburbs last night. So we're freezing. But I was reading your Facebook and Greenland is melting, like 1 trillion tons of ice is expected to melt.
Yeah, from Greenland and Antarctica combined. You know what this was all about? There's a new report out in the Journal of Atmospheric Science, and it was about the ocean temperatures. Last year, the world's oceans were as warm as they've ever been. It's the sixth consecutive year that we've set a record. And they were pointing out, one of the scientists, and there were 23 researchers internationally that contributed to this report. They found out that the amount of heating that's gone on in the ocean is equivalent to setting off 7 Hiroshima-sized atomic bombs every second, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Last year's heating of the ocean was the equivalent of the energy 145 times the total amount of electricity that's produced on the planet. So there's a lot of warming going on, and this is melting ice. It's also leading to the more rapid intensification of hurricanes and all when they approach the coastline, and that is concerning because it cuts down on the amount of time that people have to evacuate because the warnings have to go out earlier. And in order to get people out of these coastal areas that are so vulnerable. And, of course, it's affecting coral reefs and all. But that's amazing, isn't it? 1 trillion tons of ice.
Yeah.
Melting.
And I can't believe the statistics you just gave. That's a lot to consume. So do you think the biggest weather stories in 2022 will be about the disastrous storms that hit all of our areas?
Well, you know something, Lisa. Last year was the second greatest number of billion-dollar weather and climate-related disasters. I mean, look at what happened in Kentucky with the 10 December tornadoes, or in Colorado with fires fanned by 100-mile-an-hour winds. And that follows a fall in which there wasn't a drop of rain out there. They had one little snow on December 13th on the Front Range of the Rockies, but this area that burned had not had any moisture. So, and of course, it was a hot summer out there and a dry one too. So, yeah, there are a lot of things going on, and you know, cumulatively, I mean, look at the 121 degree temperature in British Columbia. In Canada, the hottest temperature ever recorded there since instrument records started in the 1800s. And so there are interesting things going on.
In fact, the biggest news stories always seem to be centered around the weather because they impact us the most. And we all sit there watching TV going, oh, my gosh, what, you know, how do I help? And, man, my insurance rates are going up.
Yeah, well, you know, there are more of us. So when you get these extremes of weather to occur, it's more easily, you know, it's easier to affect people. We're building in areas that maybe we shouldn't be building in because they're subject to flooding, and we ought to look at that. And we're building in forests and that burn. So, you know, it's quite interesting, Lisa. No question. We'll be hearing more about that, I suspect.
Okay. We all live for the Tom Skilling weather forecast. What do you have for us today, Tom?
Well, you know what? It's going to get warmer. A lot of sunshine today, a strong southerly wind will gust over 30, but we'll get up to around 33 today and up to 35 tomorrow and be up around freezing on Thursday and Friday as well. So these are warmer temps. The one thing, Lisa, it looks like cold air is going to come washing back in again. We'll get a moderate brand of it this weekend. And there's some really cold air surges forecast next week and the week after. So the next 2 weeks, by and large, you're going to be colder than average, even though we have a little reprieve going the next few days with these 30-degree temps. But January apparently has decided it's going to make up for lost time on the cold weather front, and we're going to be kind of chilly around here.
That's why you're headed to Hawaii.
Yeah. I know. You know what? I've been planning that for about 6 months and counting the days, and it always seems so far away. But by George, it's coming up. I'm anxious to see it. You know, Kilauea is erupting. At least they got lava inside the cone of the volcano. I was out there 3 years ago when it went off. This was fascinating to see, Lisa. So I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Well, have a beautiful vacation. Make sure you post pictures, and I look forward to talking with you again at the end of the month.
Lisa, thank you. And you, Happy New Year to you, and I'll keep you posted on that. Thanks a lot. Always great talking to you.
Great to talk to you. Have a beautiful day, Tom.
You as well, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Skilling on 720 WGN. He's such a joy.